You may know that I come from the South. This summer, folks in my part of the country have been reporting a frightening natural phenomenon. Giant nests of yellow jackets. Nests that may house 100,000 insects. Nests that sprout from the sides of houses, barns, and even old cars.
I noticed it in the back floorboard of a 55 Chevrolet that I have in the barn.
When farmer Harry Coker first saw the yellow jacket nest in his old Chevy, it was about the size of a tire. 3 months later, it engulfed the entire car.
The nest was completely from the floorboard of the car up halfway the windows, front and back. And not only that, they were under the front end of the car in the motor area. I mean, you could just see it every day. They were growing by the day. You know, I had to slip down there at about 3 o'clock in the morning, get my tractor out of the barn because you can't make any noise or anything around the nest. If they feel like they're threatened, they'll attack you.
The nests that we have seen this year have been incredibly large and quite numerous. We've found about 60 in the state of Alabama.
That's Dr. Charles Ray, a research fellow in entomology and plant pathology at Auburn University.
These nests, rather than being the typical yellow jacket nest, which is in the ground and about the size of a volleyball to maybe the size of a basketball, are up to 6-7 feet long, 3 or 4 feet wide, and a couple of feet in diameter. And rather than having a couple of thousand wasps, they're having tens of thousands to possibly 100,000 wasps and multiple queens.
Dr. Ray says there's nothing unusual about the wasps themselves. They're plain old southern yellow jackets, a common species in Alabama. But he says an unusually warm winter might have helped them build the giant nests.
I'd personally noticed yellow jackets foraging in my backyard in January and February and thought, what? You know, this is very unusual. Didn't think much about it at the time, but now looking at these nests, I understand what was happening. The mild winter allowed the colonies to overwinter, and apparently it was warm enough for them to actually forage and find food for themselves throughout the winter, because yellow jackets don't store honey like honeybees do. They don't provision for themselves. So they have to constantly feed themselves when the weather's warm.
These enormous nests also contain enormous numbers of queens. For other species, like honeybees, one nest has one queen bee. Add another, and it's a fight to the death. But Ray says he's found yellow jacket nests this year with as many as 70 queens living together in apparent calm. The worker wasps in these giant housing projects seem less aggressive, too.
The typical small nest, and anyone who's mowed their lawn in Alabama will tell you that when you run the lawnmower over it, they're out there and they're all over you. These large nests are amazingly docile. You can approach these nests much closer than I would suggest that you can get to the small in-ground nest.
That's small comfort to Harry Coker. Though his giant nest is gone now, he says it pretty much shut down his farm operations for a while. He is planning to restore his 55 Chevy. I suggested he might give it a two-tone black and yellow paint job.
They, oddly enough, there was a Dodge Super Bee, if you know what that is, sitting right beside this car, but with no bees in it.
Coker adds that although the yellow jackets disrupted his farm for a few months, they also got rid of all the other pests on his crops. He didn't see a single tomato hornworm all summer.